The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So when I get this question often in like an Ask Me Anything, and I do those a couple of times a month on Instagram, there's always one that trips me up because I always feel like I'm dancing around it because it doesn't apply. And the question is, when's the last time somebody on The Burt Show really bugged you? And I now have an answer. But I haven't in the past because I generally like and love all of you guys. But there is one person that has been bugging me on the show.
Oh, jeez.
It's you, Kristen.
I knew it. I felt it in my soul for some reason.
I'll tell you what it is. It's this damn workout thing that you got going on. This dabbling in the idea of working out and asking for help and never taking it and then saying you're going to do something about it and then saying I don't want to sweat or...
We need to clarify.
No, we don't.
Yes. No, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. So the last time was last night. We were all at roomies. We were just hanging out. It was Kristen, Mo, and Abby and I. And Kristen has decided that now she needs to do some strength training. Your doctor told you that.
I didn't decide, but the nurse practitioner that I've been seeing when I did like my body analysis or whatever, apparently I'm weak AF and I need to do some strength training. So I've been doing hot yoga for a hot minute for quite a while, but apparently that's not enough. So this was probably like a year ago when we first talked about this and I was asking for suggestions about strength training. And yes, I may have mentioned that I didn't want to sweat because I already sweat massively twice a week. And when you're trying, as a woman trying to figure out your hair washing schedule, you can't be sweating all the time. So I was like, I was down to do like hot yoga 2-3 times a week and then sprinkle in some strength training, right?
Yeah. So yesterday, sprinkling it in. Okay. So last night at dinner, we have like one of these micro gyms downstairs, right? I haven't even been in there,
but it's really nice.
I understand, it's got a couple of different things in there.
Yeah, it does. It's nice.
You can shower and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can work every muscle problem, I'm guessing that you need to in
almost
a gym like that.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
So Kristen's like, you know what? So I'm going to start hitting the gym for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to start strength training. I'm like, okay, that sounds great. You know what? And she's like, oh, but I don't go in there because I don't know how the equipment works. And so I again offer to Kristen, look, let me just go down there. And at least I don't want to watch you work out or anything, but to get you over your insecurity, let me at least show you how to work out properly and how the machines work. And I will never, ever, ever like intrude on your workout ever again. And what did you say last night?
I said, I'm not asking you to fix my problem. I just want you to listen to my problem and let me vent because I just want to complain and not do anything about it.
Right. That's what she said. She
don't work out. After she said, Mo, tell me what days you go so I can go on the other days.
Because I know you're an introvert and I did not want to intrude on you working out.
It's a public Jew.
So, like, over a year ago, you recommended the Fitbod app, right?
Yes.
And so I downloaded it.
Yes.
And I've never used it.
I mean, but you did burn some calories going to the app store and downloading it.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes.
I was telling these guys last night.
I think this is very relatable, by the way. I think there's a lot of people out there who are in the same boat as me. You have good intentions. You just don't freaking act on them.
I'm not going to even offer anymore because you really don't want to work out. And I said this to these guys.
No, I don't. Who freaking does?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Most half the time I like to work out, but it has to be done, right?
I know.
Because, you know, you got a son and all, and he'd appreciate it. So
you're starting to sound like my husband.
I was telling these guys last night that you can tell when somebody is into working out or not. I had a listener last week that said, "Hey, Bert, will you do me a favor? I heard you talking about AI and putting together a fitness routine for me. Will you do that for me? I don't have the time to put one together." And I wrote her back and I said, "Absolutely not. Because if I do that, you're not going to work out." I mean, it's a clear sign that you don't want to work out. You can't even go down there and look at the equipment.
Is this reverse psychology? Are you trying to get in my head to force me to go down there? Because it's not going to work.
All of the strength that you put into not going, that should count towards your strength. Yeah, right.
All right, so Jelly Roll yesterday puts out this great video, and it has to do with just this, right? Because dude said his goal is to, like, be on the cover of Fitness, Muscle and Fitness magazine in March or something?
Men's Health Fitness, mm-hmm. I think this time next year, that's his goal, which I think is very attainable. You got a full year to get it going, and seeing his progress is very satisfying.
Yeah, so dude yesterday, I guess, was out in California, and he's taking one of those hikes up the Hollywood Hills, and he didn't want to do it at all. And he's busting his ass, and that's a big dude. So him getting up those hills, he just woke up one morning, he's like, "I don't want to do this." But he got up to the top, and he actually forced himself out of bed and did it. And he made this video, which I thought was really cool and appropriate, considering what you said last night.
Okay.
Man, I hope y'all are getting out and moving today. It's worth the sacrifice, y'all. It's worth the pain. I realize today that some days when I get out here in this process of trying to make this massive life change, that some days I come out here and I feel great. I mean, from the moment we start, I feel good. But today kind of reminded me that sometimes you have those days, man, where you just don't feel it at all. And even as you get walking, you don't feel it. But, man, those are the most gratifying to go do that work, y'all. Can't live in a false sense of this thing not sucking, right? Like, you're making this big of a life change, it's going to hurt. Stick with this, and I'm going to see you May 4th. We are going to do this thing together, y'all. Love y'all, man.
Aww. Anything? Anything there?
Yes. So this is what's going to happen. I'm doing hot yoga today. All right. Tomorrow.
Yes.
After the show.
Okay.
I am going down to that gym. I'm going to look around, see what's down there.
And then leave.
No. No, I swear. Tomorrow after the show, and if you would like to accompany me and show me some machines and give me some tips, because I said this last night with my anxiety, going to new places, you hold yourself back. Once you go and you're familiar, then it's a non-issue, but it's jumping over that hurdle, which is really stupid. And I'm saying it out loud, it sounds stupid, but that's just how my stupid brain works. So tomorrow after the show, I will do 20 minutes of strength training downstairs in the gym.
I will be in and out of your hair down there in 5 minutes. That's it. I'm going to show you how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how to work out slowly so you're getting the benefits and not going fast like I see everybody in the gym. 5 minutes in and out of there, and then you can leave when I leave.
Right behind them.
20 minutes, no sweating.
That's up to you. I'm only going to show you how it works.
It's not a lot of AC in there.
Is there a local magazine that we can use to motivate you?
Oh,
that
shut
if you,
up.
Let's just say.
Okay.
Let me cook.
Cool. Yeah.
If you don't have to go on the cover of the magazine, but if you don't go to the gym at least once a week, even if it's for 5 minutes, you got to pose on the cover of the magazine.
That's pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good.
Abby.
Yes.
Look.
The young grasshopper has become the master.
The Padawan has graduated.
I think you got to commit to this, man. This is the motivation you need.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay. Hey. All right, there it is.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, what have I done? So,
the motivation was not being healthy for your son. It was getting on the cover of the magazine. Whatever it takes, man. Whatever
it takes. Don't play to my sentiments. Play to my vanity, duh. Have you not met me? Oh, this was stupid. I don't know why I disagreed to do this.
There really is nothing more sobering than seeing pictures of yourself. Ooh, right? Mo and I were talking 100%. About that last night, right?
Man, you think you really did all that work on your body and see them pictures on vacation and think you've done nothing.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.